Boulder County commissioners have given initial approval to a series of ordinances to limit gun sales. This comes after a string of gun violence over the weekend. The foundation for the proposed county gun laws draws largely in direct reaction to the mass shooting last spring that killed 10 people at a neighborhood King Soopers. The ordinances being considered are no gun sales to those under 21, a 10-day waiting period to purchase a gun, no guns allowed in sensitive places like churches and parks, and a ban on assault rifles and large-capacity magazines. The commissioners will meet again August 2nd, and there will be a public comment on the ordinances before the vote. Firefighters across the Denver metro area had a busy 4th of July. South Metro Fire Rescue Information Officer Eric Hurst said Tuesday the laws banning them had little effect. There was pretty much just a disregard as far as firework laws went, and as far as just the safety of everybody went, he said to Denver 7 Tuesday. Firefighters battled at least 17 firework-related fires in dumpsters, grass, and cars. A fireworks-related brush fire near South Himalaya Way, an unincorporated Arapahoe County, happened on Monday evening, spanning over 5 acres. Hearst said on the streets they had families evacuating their homes, children crying, grabbing their pets, thinking maybe they weren't ever going to see their house again on one side. And on the other side of the street, we have people that are shooting off illegal fireworks into the air. Many families of young children in Denver will get pre-K for the first time this fall. With help from a new taxpayer-funded child tax credit program, families with children under 4 years old can get help covering tuition. Families receive credits based on a sliding scale and will assist families with the rising costs of preschool. As families face the nearly $14,000 tuition for preschool care each year, the Denver Preschool Program will help cover the gap. Research shows that preschool can help prepare children for their future education and is shown to have a positive effect on their literary and mathematical skills. It can also aid in improving social skills, especially for children between the ages of 4 and 5. Denver passed the Universal Preschool Bill last year. Pre-kindergarten programs will be available this fall, and the program is expanding access to preschool for a certain number of children turning 3 by October 1st. I-70 has opened back up after a flash flood warning on Tuesday. KGNU's Christian Gettybai has more.
Both sides of I-70 have opened back up following a flash flood warning that the National Weather Service issued on Wednesday. At around 3:15 p.m., the National Weather Service advised drivers in Glenwood Canyon and Grizzly Creek to beware of flash floods and mudslides. Grizzly Creek burned down during the 2020 fire. Although both ways have opened back up, the Colorado Department of Transportation recommends that drivers going west take alternate routes when commuting, specifically the northern route that can be taken by driving on U.S. Highway 40 and Colorado Highways 9 and 131. For those going east, take a traffic control point near West Rifle, exit 87. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
Meow Wolf workers have voted to unionize this week. They announced on Twitter, Convergent Station workers will join MWWC, Meow Wolf Workers Collective. The vote joins the Denver employees with the Santa Fe staff, who voted to unionize their 170-person workforce in 2020. Since unionizing, Santa Fe workers negotiated with Meow Wolf executives to increase employee wages and benefits. Denver's Meow Wolf, described on the website as a surreal walkthrough art experience, opened in September 2021 and has nearly 230 hourly staff members. Organizers said on the website, "We are not against Meow Wolf because we are Meow Wolf. Forming a union is an act of care for ourselves and those who work with us." Meow Wolf officials responded that they understand employees in Colorado have expressed intent to join the Communication Workers of America and MWWC. But at this moment in time, Meow Wolf has not received any official communication from the CWA. Expect light rain and cloudy skies across the Front Range today. In Boulder, it is a high of 79 and a low of 64. In Denver, it is a high of 85 and a low of 66. In Fort Collins, it is a high of 82 and a low of 63. Outside of the Boulder studio, it is 66 degrees and rainy. For KGNU, I'm Nicole Rubin.